This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dear brothers and sisters, Ibn Dinar reports that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa an abihi, the great companion, the son of the great companion, was one day riding on his way to Mecca, and he was riding on a simple mule. And as he was riding, he had this turban that he was wearing on his head. And then they passed by this Bedouin man in the middle of the road, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma gets off of his mule and he gives him the animal, and then he takes the turban off of his head and he puts it on his head and he continues to walk the rest of the way. So we were shocked by his action. It just seemed out of nowhere, misplaced. Why would he leave his animal and take off his turban and give it to the man and continue to walk by foot to Mecca? And their assumption, because of the appearance of the man, was that he was probably just a beggar, some simple person. So they said that we said to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah reward you, but these Bedouins, they're satisfied with very little. They used to say, لو صرفته بتمر, if you would just, you know, send them off with a date or two dates, they'd be satisfied. So these Bedouins are satisfied with so little. Why did you give him your riding animal as well as your turban? And listen to what he says. He says, my father used to love his father. SubhanAllah, not that my father used to love him. My father, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to love his father. And I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, أَبَرُّ الْبِرِّ أَنْ يَصِلَ الرَّجُلُ وُدَّ أَبِيهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَبَرُّ الْبِرِّ, that the finest act of good deeds, the finest act of goodness on the part of a son is to treat kindly the loved ones of his father. That concept is such a foreign concept to us, we wouldn't even know where to start with that. But for him to just get down off of his animal and give the man his riding animal and his turban, just on the basis that my dad loved his dad, and so I wanted to honor him, because by honoring the son of my father's friends, I'm actually honoring my father and I'm actually honoring what Allah has taught me to honor. That is not an accident. That type of a father-son relationship doesn't just happen. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is the most frequent narrator of a hadith on behalf of a parent. There are more ahadith from Abdullah from his father than any other son from his father, any other child from their parents in the entire collection of ahadith. He resembled Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his appearance. He resembled him in his character. He had two marks under his eyes because he used to stand up and pray at night, and he used to cry the way that his father would stand up at night and cry at night. He was noted amongst the Abadila, amongst the Abdullahs, for his love for the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just as his father was noted for his love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of these characteristics and qualities that we see in him that were so profound that when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was stabbed, everyone rushed to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and as he was assembling the shura to decide who will be the khalifa after him, the companions were saying, you should appoint Abdullah, because there won't be a drop-off then, he's just like you. He resembles you exactly in character, in judgment. He will be able to carry the ummah where you left it off. And it was Umar who said that this office can only be for one person from the family of Al-Khattab. We don't need to hire more people. He didn't want to set that precedent of a father passing it down to his son. But I want to just point out one more thing here about this relationship. Because sometimes you see a person and you might think, well, that's just the greatness of that person. And you don't trace it back. And subhanAllah, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was noted for one thing as well. كَانَ لَا يَأْكُلُ طَعَامًا إِلَّا وَعَلَى خِوَانِهِ يَتِيمٌ. He would refuse to have a meal except that an orphan was sitting with him when he was eating. That's special. That's special. When the Prophet ﷺ says the worst of feasts are the one that only the privileged can attend and the poor are left out, he took it to the next level. Don't you think that his father taking him out on the night patrols in his khilafah to serve the poor at night had that impact on him? That wasn't accidental, dear brothers and sisters. We look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the greatest girl dad of all time, a father to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And what was Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? No one resembled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more in appearance, in character, her walking, her talking, her worship than Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Doesn't that have to do with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam checking in on her every night, even after she was married, treating her like a queen, giving her his spot in the majlis, in any place that he was sitting, and honoring his daughter? SubhanAllah, when we talk about fatherhood in the era where fathers are represented by buffoons in almost every movie or cartoon or anything that is presented, these types of things are lost upon us. But we need great fathers again, and we need to greatly honor our fathers again. This is something that is so prevalent in the sunnah, so prevalent in the stories of these companions. And the small things that we would mock as traditions that no longer exist. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw two men walking together and he said to the young man, "Who is the man next to you?" He said, "That's my father." Abu Hurairah said, "Do not call him by his name, do not walk in front of him, and do not seat yourself before he sits. For I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, 'La yajzi waladun walidahu illa an yajidahu mamluka, fayashtariyahu, fayu'tiqahu.'" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A son does not repay his father unless he buys him as a slave, finds him as a slave, and buys him and emancipates him from slavery." We know the lofty status of the mother in Islam. It's always there. That Jannah is at her feet. That who should you honor first? Your mother, then your mother, then your mother, then your father. But there is something here that we need to pay attention to. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-walidu awsatu abwab al-jannah, fa'in shi'ta fa'adhi' thalika al-bab aw ihfadhu." He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the father is the middle gate of the gates of paradise. So keep to this gate if you want, or lose that gate. Now, it was Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu whose most famous narration in fatherhood was a man coming to complain about his son, and Umar siding with the son against the father. It's not just to say that we need great fathers. It's to say that we need to try to be great fathers again, that we have to bring that culture back to our communities, that we take pride in this position, this amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us. And here we are today, once again, burying a father. This week has been a burial of fathers. We have seen sons stand over their graves of their fathers over and over again this week in particular. Started off 6 days ago. A young man standing over the grave of his father, then walking over to the grave of his grandfather, just a few rows over, standing over that grave where his father once stood and promising to continue something forward. Then we had a few days after that, a couple of days after that, another janazah. Hafidh Wissam Sharif and his father. And he reminded us at the gravesite to forgive our fathers and to revive this tradition that we have. And today, subhanAllah, we bury a beautiful father. The first thing that his kids say about him was that he took care of our mother, that he honored us, that he always prioritized us first. And he didn't have to do all of that, but he did it. And that is the definition of what a great father is. As the saying goes, that one of the greatest things a father can do for his children is to love their mothers. And subhanAllah, we need great fathers again, but we need to greatly honor our fathers again. This is something that is lost often in our sunnah, dear brothers and sisters. And I wanted us just in these few minutes as we pray janazah today on our beloved brother Sami Yusuf, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him and be pleased with him, who stepped in and who demonstrates, and just in the tributes that his children paid to him today, what a great father is supposed to be. That we don't just use these texts when we need to weaponize them, or we should never weaponize religious texts, period. But we look to these texts, and just as when we're looking at a husband-wife relationship, we say, you know, if you want a Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your husband, then be a Khadija, radiallahu anha as a wife, and if you want a Khadija radiallahu anha as a wife, then be a Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a husband. And it goes that way for the mother-son, mother-daughter relationship. When it comes to these relationships of fatherhood, this is the position, the middle gate in Jannah. You don't get around it. And even if it is a foreign tradition to us, we honor our fathers with our gestures, with our du'as, with our utmost respect and love of them, even if they have passed away, to continue to do sadaqah on their behalf and to take the best of what they taught us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with our parents and forgive them. رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا اللهم امين اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله وعلى اله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا ولا تعذبنا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا اللهم اغفر لوالدينا رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض مغاربها اللهم أصلح أحوال إخواننا المنكوبين في كل مكان اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بينهم سالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزد لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيم الصلاة